This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Start toe. Kom ons gaan kuier saam met Johnny Lou. Goeiemôre Johnny. Ons is opgewonde. Ons het 'n Mighty Men Cape Flats hier in Kaapstad in Athlone op 1 November. Hoe gaan dit daai kant?
My boetie?
Ja.
Dit gaan baie goed. Ek sit hier met my brothers is hier in front of me.
Nice.
En ek moet nou so 'n bietjie Engels gooi want laat die manne kan lekker verstaan. My brother, it's good. It's wonderful times, my brother. We had a wonderful Central Mighty Men in Welkom this weekend.
Yeah.
And I had the honor of doing the Sunday service with the woman and the children and the men, Rico Fela, together, right? And I won't be joining on the 1st of November because I've got other engagements.
Of course.
But we are praying. I'm sending my brothers, and our church is filling buses to go there. So if you are a man, you need inspiration, you want to gather for the army of the Lord, 1st of November, Athlone Stadium, 30,000 men.
Mm.
That's the place to be. Be there or be square.
I don't want to be square.
Be there or be square. Yeah. Don't be a square, you know. My brother, but this is it's the time, my brother. And as Dad Angus said, he's not coming to tell the people what to do. He's pointing them in the direction, the way of God, right?
Yes.
Because it's our time for our country to return to God, our young men, our leaders of the future. If they don't return to God, our country is lost. Our children is lost. And sometimes, you know, when people are walking around in South Africa, they're talking about their rights the whole time, you know. It's like a cell phone that freezed at rights, you know. Rights, my right, your rights, human rights, electric lights and beacon bites, you know. It's always just the rights, the electric lights and the beacon bites. But at the end of the day, when you read the Bible, you realize that this is wrong. This futile human talk is wrong. Because as these men are sitting in front of me and I'm serving them, my brother, there's something that the Bible tells us in Galatians 4, and it says that Jesus has redeemed. Now, the explanation of the word redeem means paid in full for you. That means Jesus bought you, he paid in full. For what? For the transgressions, for the guilt, for the shame, he paid for the fear, for the anger, for the mistakes, right? Because that is what separates us from God. And Jesus came to redeem us out of what? Out of bondage of slaves. He redeemed us from slavery to children of God.
Yeah.
It says, Jesus het ons losgekoop. He bought us. He paid the price in full. So if you want to buy something, you walk into a shop and you say, how much for this computer? And the man says 17,999 rand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he bought the object with the full amount. Not a reduced price. Not mahala or cheap. He paid with his blood, with his life. And that means, in short, it's no longer my will. I don't have a will. My will belongs to God. Where did we see this in the Bible? Jesus was on the cross, and the people that he loved, the people that he came to save, killed him. The same people that threw the palm leaves in front of his donkey, that said, Hosanna, Hosanna, 3 days later, they shouted, Baraba, Baraba, crucify him. The same people, because they were influenced by fear, politics, shame, guilt, anger, and pride. And what happened is that they killed the man that was there to save them, that was there to pay the price. And today I'm just saying that Jesus was on the cross and he says, Father, no longer my will. No longer my will. Not what I want, but your will be done. And it's time for our men to lay down their will and their rights and then work with the right that God has given them. You are no longer slaves to fear.
Amen.
You are a child of God. You were bought and paid for. And that is as short and full as the gospel of Jesus Christ can be. I was lost. I was full of sin. I was full of everything. I was full of myself and my own will. But then Jesus came and he released me out of the cage of my own will. And now his will is in me. His will is to serve and to love and to respect and to have faith. Okay? That's what our children need in this country. And that's what the men need. And they need together to receive that blessing of a father like Angus Bucket. That's my story for today, my brother.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Appreciate that so much, Johnny. And when I had the opportunity to speak to Angus yesterday, I couldn't help but think when he gets so passionate, and I thought, hey, he's a spiritual dad to you and many others. And to hear the enthusiasm, passion that he has, and nothing will stand in his way when he believes God is calling something or ordained something. Raak is so opgewonde, so passionate. So maybe that's something we can all learn from Johnny.
No. I mean, that man, I don't have the courage to tie his shoelaces, you know, because he's such an icon, but also such a humble.
Mm.
You know, he stays in the same house that he built in 1979.
Yeah, yeah.
The influence that he had on my life changed me. You know, it took a Scot, an Englishman, to change an Afrikaner's heart, you know. And the first English Bible I got from him. And it changed the way I serve people, the way God opened my eyes by the words that Angus placed in my heart. And I'm so fortunate to have him. But it's also a responsibility.
Yes.
Because we can't be at the Athlone Stadium, but I'm at Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And there's guys sitting in front of me, my brothers, that I've got to serve. I've served them coffee. You know, I'm serving 500 cups of coffee every month.
Goodness, Johnny, that's keeping you busy.
Yeah, I'm serving the people. I serve them with coffee, goodness. Right?
Yes.
And a little bit of Lerato. Right, love. Okay, so my brother, but blessings.
Thanks,
and
Johnny.
The guys must pull together, and then I'll be down in Cape Town next week because my wife has got a year-end function.
Nice.
And I've got to prioritize. Sometimes you can run for mighty men, but then the call to your house, to your wife,
that's right,
is important. Good. Okay.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.